Hello everyone and welcome to the Global Tech TV podcast. This episode is recorded today, fine in the final of May 24, in the end of May 24. And with me today, just Raz. Hi Raz, how are you?
Hey, good, good. I'm so happy to be here today. You
Me
look
too,
good
me
today.
too.
Did you
Me
shave? Did
too.
you shave? Like what's the status over there?
It's okay, a little hot, but good. Our partner Eyal is sleeping right now, I think, maybe. But we need to check with him what is going on. But the men in black still are here and talking about security and cloud. And it's important to tell our audience that we are starting something new today in our podcast, a summary of the what we think are the important news of the month. And I think that we can start today, now, right?
Yeah, there is always a good timing for a good cyber news.
Okay, so please.
This news is always there for us. And imagine or not, I don't know, Ariel, if you have had a chance lately to buy tickets for a concert.
No.
You had a chance.
I am cheap. I am cheap.
Okay, so millions of people around the globe are using Ticketmaster. This is
Okay.
one of the most famous platforms. And guess what? They've been hacked.
Wow.
Yeah. In this part of the world, where I'm Southeast Asia, imagine that up to 5 million Australian and New Zealand population have been suffered by using Ticketmaster. Why? Because I want to see, maybe Taylor Swift. I don't know. But the thing is that the shiny, notorious hacking group, what they call the Shiny Hunters. They always have like funny names, man. The Shiny Hunters. Yeah. They hacked to the Ticketmaster and not just hacked, they already put their ransomware malware, and
Yeah.
they are currently demanding. And this is based on today. It was already in the CBS News. So it's all over the US because the side effect is not just Australia and New Zealand. Now it's expanded 560 million customers that
Oh.
use the platform all over the world, actually exposed to
Amazing.
this data leak. Why? Because they put their credit card. So if your credit card is in Ticketmaster, and if you buy a ticket, what I propose to you to do right now, as we speak, as you're listening to us, change the password, go inside, delete your payment information, because you don't know where it's going to go. It's very hot, it's very up to date, and they're still negotiating over there. What I can tell and say that currently, based on CSBC News, the FBI, the Americans always come to assist, yeah. Ta-da, ta-da, Americans. They offer the Australians authorities, let's assist you. We have lots of information. We hunting lots of notorious group like Lockbit. And we can assist you. So far the Australians say, of course, let's cooperate. And as we like to say, stay tuned.
Yeah, but
Next show.
I need to tell my brother. I need to stop and call my brother because he's the one that bought buy the tickets.
Okay, come on, do it fast. I don't know if you're gonna go to Coldplay, whatever they're supposed to be. Yeah,
What a start there was. Okay.
man, this is like if you're gonna go to, you're gonna see it on the news, and this is like, it just rock my star, my world. It's always also I was thinking about, my Coldplay concert that I went to, Maroon 5, or either Bruno Mars. I enjoyed that concert, but I changed already my password. I did it.
Okay.
You need to do it too.
Okay.
Okay. Next, BitLocker. So we used to think BitLocker was invented for Microsoft application almost, I think, 2 decades ago. Why did Microsoft invented this feature? Because you have the ability to lock your your boot, your driver, and then if someone doesn't have the key, doesn't have the capability to log in and upload the operating system. So it comes before the operating system is come to alive. This is a BitLocker.
Okay.
Guess what? A new ransomware is there, which attacking the BitLocker.
Okay.
And how and they always try to be creative. I think they have their own marketing. You know, the marketing team over there with the hackers are working 24 by 7. The name, the new name for the ransomware, it's called Shrink Locker. Huh? You like it? You know why?
Great name, great name.
Why?
Shrink
Because
Locker.
Shrink Locker. I couldn't think about any funny name to do it, but why they call it Shrink Locker? And man, they are creative, this guy. They are very creative, not just with the ransomware, also with their names.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's create a new boot partition. Okay, it's taking like a size, small size, encrypt the corporate system, yeah, and using a Windows BitLocker in order to have their own control on your boot system before the Windows.
Well.
And this was fine, by the way, the credits for Kaspersky, researcher. What happened basically, and some of you that you know expert in cyber and operating systems say, hey man, there is like a pin over there, there is the TPM. It's like the company that actually assist the BitLocker to operate in better and secure way. So guess what? You have the control on that as well. So what the threat actor is doing after encrypting the drives, the threat actor delete the BitLocker protectors. So he basically the TPM, the pin, the startup key, the password, the recovery keys,
Everything.
gone. Relevant. You cannot use them to recover your system. When you see this blue screen and it says, hey, let's recover the boot,
Yeah.
you don't have any control on that anymore. You know who have the control. This crazy group with the crazy marketing group as well. Yeah, great marketing over there. Not just developers. What basically happened is that they do ransomware with that, yeah? So how are they gonna send you the keys? They're gonna use a great company. They're using actually Cloudflare. So you're gonna have the access via Cloudflare DNS, and they're gonna send you in an encrypted tunnel. So guys, if you see a blue screen, it says recover, it might not gonna be recover. So beware. Yeah. I'm saying it like in a very cynical way or very serious, but still, this all been creative. And some of you that listen to me say, but it's already have been there, it's not new. Yeah, it's not new. The first time a ransomware that was hitting the BitLocker was in 2009, but it wasn't that sophisticated. And also the new features of Microsoft created a new backdoors and new ways, you know, for hacker to improve their ransomware. Do you love it so far? Do you have any question or yes?
Very strong start. Very strong start. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Okay, so the Ticketmaster happened today, which is May 30. BitLocker was announced in May 24, which is like a few days ago. And I'm going back in time, which is almost like 2 weeks back. But this story, I'm going to take you in time 3 years back. So North Korea, they like to do a very notorious things, yeah? And you know why? Because they have sanctions. They have no other way to improve GDP. Yeah. So they have to do a very sophisticated ways to steal money as a country. Is the one of the only countries around the globe that actually stealing money as a country. Yeah. But they have to
I
be
think that
survived.
we will have a problem soon with our domain, but let's keep going.
Yeah, sorry. Kim, sorry, sorry. Sorry, I didn't want to say anything, but you know, it's part of their survival. I can I don't want to say understand, but you know, this is part of the thing. So what happened 3 years ago? North Korean, they approach what they like to call the story, the Arizona woman proxy. Okay. So IT people from Korean, they kind of used or give money, let's say it that way, crazy, to a woman that didn't discover who she is, but the way the Department of Justice call her, they call her the woman from Arizona that operate a laptop farm. What she did basically, of course, she got money for that. She was connecting to around 300 US companies using in different IT firms, and then gain around $6 million from these entities, including the identities of 500, 300 US companies. Part of them are in the Fortune 500. So this story started in October 2022, based on the Department of Justice. Just put it on court, and they issue a subpoena against her to arrest her. This lady, unfortunately, is Ukrainian nationality. They didn't expose her name, but this story is gonna blow. Crazy one, because they don't know how far this North Korean group went. They don't know if she just got the money, if they also got like a thousands of identities of employees. Imagine from the Fortune 500 companies.
Amazing.
Crazy story. Just was published 2 weeks ago. Still ongoing investigating. They didn't disclose most of the information. I deeply encouraging everyone that listened to it to read about it. For sure, it's gonna be a Netflix series, no doubt. So this is the third thing, and I'm gonna give the dessert. I hope you're still there before we're gonna go to the cloud. If you're waiting for the cloud, so Ariel is there, he's ready, steady, almost go. The last one is also from our friends in North Korea. Surprise, surprise, there is a new hacking group that was recognized just actually today. And again, they have a very nice name, Moonstone. Yeah, did you like it?
Nice.
Moonstone. I want Moonstone that they're gonna hack me. So what they did, first of all, they're very organized. So they share their TTPs, the techniques, how they're gonna operate, and what they say they're gonna start to set a fake companies and give a job opportunities to engage potential targets, deploy a Trojans with using legitimate tools and creating malicious games. And all this information was exposed, by the way, by our dear beloved Microsoft researchers. But be ready. Moonstone is going to play games with you. It's going to be notorious.
So we had a little bit of problem we will have, I think, with the North Korean friends, but hopefully it will be okay. Thank you, Raz. Anything else that you want to add before I jump into the cloud news?
I think it's enough for today. If everybody stay till now, I already.
You are a great storytelling. So I hope that that people stay, and I will try to also give some information. I think that everybody knows that the AI and Gen AI is the biggest news in the tech world today. Next to the security problems that we have or challenges that we have. So we will start with OpenAI. OpenAI announced a new model, GPT 4o. Again, very great news, things. I think that the most important things that we saw is the real-time speech processing. It's allow really a natural communication. We saw a little bit before a few years that Google tried to do that, but to tell you the truth, I don't believe it can be so good. But we are getting into this point. In the end, I believe that it will happen. Something also very nice, it was the live translation capabilities. So now we can, with AI, do live translations in real time. It can be great. Maybe we can have it with our podcast and translating to a few languages, North Korean.
Actually, I use it with my Chinese friends.
Yeah,
Works
okay.
well.
Okay.
Very well.
So I think that we can use it in with the Korean, not Korean.
I don't want to, man. I don't want to.
And the last one is a real time that I can mention is a real time interactive assistant that the user can really interact in real time, asking questions and get immediate response. So I think that the big news around the GPT-4o is the really the online live, and I think there are a lot of more news that we will share in the future. So this is the first one. I want to talk also about something important in the Amazon AWS. There was a big noise this month around the charges that AWS made, even that people get to the S3 and there's access denied message storage in the in this Amazon S3 access log. And they were, people, they were charged and pay money, and there was a lot of talking. And I can say kudos to AWS, because in a few weeks they fix it. And I think that we are talking about live and response and customer obsession, like they say. This is a very good example, and they were really a good feedback. So thanks to Amazon for doing that.
Weeks. It's a long time. It's a long time. I was expecting in one day.
They didn't use the GPT 4o. They didn't use the model. No, but really, if you can think about the history, not even when we were in the on-prem, right? You need to download, to bring, and to do all this stuff. Even in the cloud, I think fixing a huge problem. I don't know if a huge problem, but a problem that was led by the community and was creating a lot of noise, and really was not fair to pay for something like this.
Right.
So it was great, and I don't know. I don't remember the name of the guy, but we will try to find him and say to him thank you. Again, we want to move to another one. There is a long talk about a well-architected framework about the cloud computing providers that they try to help us doing things right in the cloud. Okay, and the AWS releases this month two new documents. One is around the financial system industry lens. It contains, recommended best practices. And really, there is a lot of talk around FinOps in the last months, and I think that in the last half a year, that the cost in the cloud is really becoming a huge problem or a blocker. And this is a great document that I think people should read. And the other one is about it's called mergers and acquisitions length, and it also contains more customer-proven design principles and best practices, and it really helps the guidance helps guide and guide the integrating a system to the IT. Okay, so if you have one organization and you merge it and things like this, it's really interesting. And again, there are tackling problems that are happening, in the day-to-day. And there are two great documents that we suggest that the community should read. Enough of Amazon. Let's go to Microsoft. And Microsoft announced
It's
it.
not a recommendation, but maybe you should put some investments, for the stock. No, or
Yeah, you think we should do that? I don't know. After that, people can
No, I'm thinking out loud. I'm not like saying any recommendation, but after all these improvements, maybe they're gonna do good. I don't know. If you want it, it's not a recommendation, but
Yeah,
still.
for sure it's not a
Sounds
recommendation. We will need to talk
like
about it.
sounds like they're doing well over there. Okay.
I think that the cloud is there is a lot of challenge around some kind of sectors, but at the end, I think that we see that the world is moving there, and maybe I think slower than they thought the cloud providers in the enterprises. But again, they are doing good work helping a big enterprise. They invest a lot of money and resource. So at the end, if you help the customer and he's happy, it's all okay. Even we meet some kind of problem around security, but we see that it is everywhere. So no, nothing new around cloud in this area. It's sometimes better, and they can help us more. So Microsoft announced the Azure API Center, a centralized solution for managing APIs. There are, I think, three key features: API inventory management that helps you and gives you the ability to create an up-to-date API catalog. We see a lot of problem handling all the APIs, so it's really a very good feature that we can use. Also, I think again around this area is API design governance that it enables API the best practices more in this at scale. So you think about governance, but you need to think about how to do it in scale, mainly with APIs. And this also contain information on how you enforce the API design. And the rules, and you need to do it across all the organization. So again, another key feature that is important to notice. And I hope to say it well, the API reusability. Okay,
Well
it
done, well done, well
went good.
done.
It's more about empowering API consumers to really discover and utilize the appropriate API. So I think that there are the three main features that it very good to see. And there is a lot of talk around cloud always about API. So I think that a very good service that Microsoft executed this month launch. And Microsoft also this month announced that it will require a multi-factor authentication, MFA, for all the Azure users. Okay, and this is following a report by Microsoft that 99.9 of compromised accounts did not use the MFA. So
Surprise, surprise.
I touch a little bit your world about security.
It's okay, but it's you can say surprise, surprise. It's not.
So the one that doesn't know, MFA really can help prevent unauthorized access if to phishing, credential stuffing, brute force, or a really password reuse attacks. And I remind everyone to enter to the Ticketmaster account and change
Change
the
your credentials now.
password.
Yeah.
Okay, we talk about a little bit Amazon AWS, Azure, Microsoft, and now about Google. So Google announced Google Threat Intelligence, a new service that provide visibility into threats. Knowledge from I don't know if you for sure Raz and Mandiant. So the knowledge come from Mandiant threat analysis, but it's also used the Gemini LLM models for really analyze the large threats, intelligent data set, virus totals, threat database, and more things. So a very good service that Google announced. If you want to stop me, Raz, and say a few words, please.
Yeah, you say Gemini or Gemini?
Good. I don't know. We will ask Gemini to tell us.
Okay, I will do
Or
that.
Gemini.
That's a good one. just a joke, but it's been one of the biggest acquisitions for Google. I know that they are pursuing to improve their security capabilities, either in the cloud, either for intelligence. I didn't see any strategy that's speaking, we want to be there, like Microsoft did almost a decade ago when they started to buy companies like Adalom, which used to be heading by the famous Assaf Appelpoort and Wiz guys, which are doing an amazing job with their new company. But back then, Microsoft had a very specific strategy to be an amazing security company, and maybe Google decide to do it as well, but this is what I can comment.
At the end, you need to be secure, and the cloud seems to be a little more reachable, maybe because you can reach the cloud. So they invest a lot of the money that we pay them to have the infrastructure and services to be secure. It's a really smart decision, I think. So again, things that I touch a lot with customers and friends, it's the FinOps. So Google announced the FinOps Hub, really a good one. So it's a new capability for optimizing cloud cost. It gives a lot of it provides a lot of intelligence insights and also a recommendation that are really actually. That are actions that you can do, not just saying, okay, we need to do something, really actions that you can do, such as right sizing, reduce weights, and also the rate optimization that is very important. There is a lot of talk about RIs and things like that that you can use in the cloud to reduce the cost. So I urge all the people that use cloud to enter, if they do it with Google, to the FinOps Hub and really enjoy the knowledge that there is. So I will go, I think, to the last one from my side, Raz, and it's around the GPU, AI, and all this stuff that we don't know nothing about it, but everyone is talking. Google announced the Trillium. Is the sixth generation of Google Cloud TPU with new processors that can offer even almost 4.6 or 7 increase in performance compared to the previous version or generation. And the potential the use case for these new chips are the autonomous vehicles, robotics, genomics, and all this world that need really strong power around the processing. So I think that I reached to the end of the news. I wasn't so interesting like you, Raz, but I think that there are really for the tech and nerds people good news. And that's it, I think. Anything else from your side, Raz?
Was wonderful news. It was very insightful. I study a lot, so thank you.
I study a lot from you and become more scared, but it's okay. We are the men in black, right? So we need to. And
Thank
so
you.
to all our listeners and audience, as always, thank you. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to follow us in all the social medias, Global Tech TV. I hope that I will not do the same mistake that I did before, and we will try to be in all the social media that I say that we are. And please feel free to ask us, write to us, so we can share the knowledge and ask any question that we have.
Don't
So
forget to rate the in the podcast. Put 5 stars, whatever you can. It will assist to share and spread the knowledge.
great. So I will add it for the next comments that we need to do. Always smart notifications, Raz. So thank you very much, and until the next one. Bye bye.
Bye.